Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
30 minutes away from announcing those first two or three names to play Beat the Bank. Oh, I said two. So we announce three every time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Pull them out at random from KidNation.com. That's where you sign up. Today is the Big Raspberry birthday.
Yay, me.
The big celebration is today because, yeah, why not party on a Thursday night when we wake up so early, right?
Yeah. Can't help when my birthday falls.
Yeah, I know.
I was born on a Thursday.
Oh, really?
I believe that's correct. I was there at the time. I'm very fuzzy on the details.
Daytime, nighttime?
Morning. I think if I used to know this religion, I think it was like 8-something a.m. 8:17 a.m., 8-something a.m. Hmm.
I know my mom had a very long...
Labor. Delivery.
Man, I don't even know what time I was born.
I
was born in the morning. I know my father wasn't there because my mother.
Shout out.
Yeah, they lived in Dillon, South Carolina. But my mom, she was a young mom. She was 19 when she had me.
Yeah.
And so they drove back to her hometown of Mullen, South Carolina, where I was in the hospital and she's in labor.
Yeah.
And at that time, men did not go in the delivery rooms. Mm-hmm. They just didn't.
They sat outside in the waiting room?
Yeah. Yeah, well, with cigars.
Daddy had to get back to Dillon because he was in charge of opening up Winn-Dixie that morning.
Oh, see, that's very important.
See, you got to open up the Winn-Dixie. I don't care who's in labor.
He wasn't there when I was actually born, so my mother Price was the first one that held me.
But he did eventually come to the house when you were there?
He came back after he opened Winn-Dixie.
What was that like?
What was what like?
Your dad showing up to the house after you were born.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man, must be nice.
I'll stop.
Must be nice.
So we're going to do a little Throwback Thursday here. With our boy Kid Craddock in it as well.
All right.
Good.
So we do a skit called the teacher test. We still do it from time to time.
Because if Kelly weren't on the radio, chances are she would have been in education.
Yeah.
She would have been a school
teacher. Yeah, that was my original plan.
Kelly, the school teacher. So just to see what it would have been like, we started doing the teacher test. And this one in particular was on Kelly Raspberry's birthday back in 2011, back when Kelly was single.
Hey, now.
You know, and what better gift to give a single lady than a man?
Heck yeah.
Which is what the students tried to do. Here's your Throwback Thursday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, class. Time for roll call. Jose?
Ms. Raspberry here.
Yes.
Huh? That's a dumb way to take roll call. So? Okay.
Kid?
Here.
Jenna.
I'm here.
And Big Al.
Who's your daddy?
It'd be Jerry Raspberry.
Mrs. Raspberry, is today your birthday?
Yes, it is, Jose. Thank you very much.
I built you a cake.
I know.
Where is it?
Well, it got delivered about an hour ago, and I ate it in the car.
Oh.
Does that mean we don't get a piece?
That's what that means.
Oh. You ate a whole cake?
Yes.
In your car?
Yes.
That's funny. So, Kelly, baby girl, how old are you today?
Well, that is a very rude question to ask a lady, Big Al.
My mama say you older than she is.
Well, she must have had you when she was very young then.
We have a surprise birthday present for you, Miss Raspberry.
Yeah. And it was all my idea.
No, it wasn't. I build her a cake.
Not the cake. The birthday date.
The birthday what? The birthday date?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very nice, kids, but I don't think.
Hey, Kelly, just pop in this DVD. You gonna like what you see.
We found a man who wants to be your boyfriend.
Miss Raspberry, since I'm in charge of the AV department, can I put the video in?
Yeah.
This is somebody that wants to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Everybody sit down.
I'm sitting.
Okay. Popcorn.
You know, ready. I hit the button.
Oh, what is this going to be?
I wish we had a cake. Turn the lights off, Jose.
Okay,
here we go.
Hi, Miss Raspberry. My name is Russ Face. You might remember me from Career Day last week. I work in the production department of Kid Craddock radio show.
I remember him.
Well, Kelly, I want to apologize. To be perfectly honest, I lost all the ability to concentrate the moment I saw you.
Wow.
You're just so beautiful and tall and sexy. Oh, and did you get my Facebook message? Because I never heard back. I sent it, like, kind of when I was still here. I just walked in, actually. It said, somebody's hot for teacher. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, yeah, I want to be...
Let me stop it.
Yeah, wow.
That's
uncomfortable and awkward.
Do you remember him?
I do remember Mr. Yeah. Russ Face from Career Day.
There's more.
No, please,
yeah, there it is.
To be honest with you, I'm a young, attractive, single man working for the hottest morning show in the country, you know? And literally, I have my choice of women. So I'm kind of like John Mayer at a John Mayer concert. And I just want to tell you why I've chosen you. There's actually a lot of reasons. Because of how much you love those kids in your class. Because of your refined, classy taste in designer fashion. Because you're witty and smart. And because of your beautiful red hair. I'm confessing to you right now. I love the gingers. Wait, hang on 1 second, Kelly. I want to show you just how much I want to get to know.
Oh, no.
Well, where's he? He's walking through
children,
his house.
Okay, children, turn around. Don't watch this part.
I think he's in the kitchen.
I gotta see this.
What's he doing?
Oh. All right, Kelly, to tell you how much I'd love to have dinner with you, I'm cooking for you right now, actually. This frying pan is the world's finest sausage.
No.
It's Bob Evans Farm Fresh Maple Roll Sausage. I'm getting down on one knee right now to say to you,
what?
Girl, you gotta hang out with me and get some sausage.
Girl, you gotta hang out with me and get some
sausage. Why is he cooking in the bathroom?
That's what it sounded like.
Where's he going
okay,
now?
Okay, all right, Kelly. So this is my bedroom.
Oh,
I'm showing
no.
you this now because even if we go out, I know it'll be a long time before you're ever invited into this special room. Mm. You might even have to wait until your next birthday.
Wow.
Look above the bed right there. This is a giant, oversized photo of me at a Tampa Bay Rays game in 2009.
Oh, look, he's wearing a hat.
That is just as big as my
and
bed.
And that's all he's wearing is a hat.
That's
you see all the cotton candy all over my face? I know. It was a crazy day. I was by myself, so I had the usher take the picture. Yeah, I'll never forget that day, just as I'll never forget meeting you. In fact, I hope to someday replace the poster above my bed with a poster of you and me eating sausage or discount shopping or just relaxing here in my room below that poster on my pillows of paradise. That's when my last girlfriend called my bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. Hang on a second.
Where's he going now?
Again, children, shield your eyes.
Hold on a second.
Where's he going now?
Is he gone?
Oh, no, it cut to some other place. It's like dark. Where is he?
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, now I'm here in the parking garage at the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show.
Oh.
And I thought it would be cool if maybe I got a few encouraging words from my closest friend and coworker, the great Kid Craddock.
Oh, wow.
About you and me, Kelly. So how cool is this going to be to hear Kid Craddock talking about us? Okay, oh, here he comes now. There's his car.
Is that Kid?
I hope so.
Hey, Kid.
Hey, can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
No, it's Russ.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm making a video for this hot girl, and I was wondering if you could just say a few words for her.
Is she over 18?
Yeah, of course.
She speak English?
Yes.
Shut up.
She American?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. What's her name?
Her name's Kelly, actually, and she's a teacher.
Okay. Right here?
Yeah. Just talking to the camera, you know, say a few words.
Hi, Kelly. I'm Kid Craddock. I just want to say my good friend Ross here is a great guy. He's worked with me for almost 2 years. And
actually, five. It's been 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Really?
5 years, and he's one of the best video editors I've ever had.
I do production. Nick's the video guy.
Ah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, he's a great guy, and I got to go in the studio. Go to work. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, kid.
Sure. Hey, do me a favor. Come here.
Yeah, well, come here. What?
You see this on the hood? Here, here, and here?
Yeah. It's bird.
Yeah, fix it up before you come down.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so, Kelly, as you can see,
so
even
wrong.
Famous people think we should be together, so... Turn off the video now and give me a call, or you can keep it on and watch video of me playing along with Jeopardy on TV. You can see just how smart I am. I'll be waiting by the phone, Kelly, waiting for your call.
Wow.
So that's good.
I'm literally having an allergic reaction
really
to that video.
Way to go. I
think you should marry him.
Wow,
so
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, thanks, kids, for organizing the birthday date.
You're going out with him today after
school. Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be lovely. Thank you.
He's in your car right now.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for
school. Happy birthday, Miss
Raspberry. Thank you, class. Girl, you got to hang out with me and get some sausage.
Oh, what could have been, Kelly?
Yeah.
What could have been?
Oh, what could have been?
It's not too late.
Yeah, you know, it's all worked out for the best.
Yeah. You still have how many days, JC?
80.
No, we're in the
79.
70s now. We're 70, in the 70s.
79 days.
I said that to Alan last night. He's like, whoa. Because, I mean, now it's like, this is really happening.
Yeah.
But Russ, in case anybody's worried, he has found love.
Yeah.
With someone else.
And she likes his dog, so
very
that's good.
Very happy for that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I found love. So it's all good.
Is Russ still working?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't see him in a while. Still doing video?
Oh, stop it.
No. He helps out with marketing.
I got some bird poop in my car, too, Russ. If you want to get it when you come down.
And he helps with...
Russ.
Yeah, yeah. Helps with the interns. That's who you get to interview with if you want to come intern here at the show.
Are they accepting applications now for internships?
Sure. Oh, we'll take interns anytime.
Always. Just call down here, call the main number, ask for Ross.
KidNation.com. That's
what
we're
hiring. We want to work here where we value our employees and treat each other with such respect.
If you're lucky, Big Al will remember your name.
Yep.
One of the very few people.
The girl back there now?
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yep.
Madison?
Madeline?
Like that. Madeline? No, it's Maddie.
We call her Maddie.
Yeah. I know her. Yeah. She's always early. She's the earliest
intern.
That's
how you make your mark.
And always in a good mood.
Yes.
I've never seen her be angry or anything like that.
Love her.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. We do have three names lined up to call for Beat the Bank. You want to win up to $1,000. Make sure you have that phone right next to you, because as soon as we call your name, you got to be the first one in to call, and then we'll hook you up with your money.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're celebrating Kelly Raspberry's birthday today.
Yes, we are.
From the text, you can't text the show anytime you want. What's the phone number, Al?
800-543-3548.
Yeah, you can just put that in your cell phone, send whatever you feel like saying to us, and we'll see it, hopefully. We're getting a lot of, where's part-time Justin? I haven't heard him lately. Is he gone?
Hmm.
Well, he was on yesterday.
He was.
And we left you hanging there, but here he comes.
There he is.
Oh, so.
Your question's being answered right now.
Let me move my liquids.
Yeah.
All the time.
Every time Justin comes in, he spills whatever is of liquid value to Jenna right there.
That's just coffee and water.
Yeah.
That's because I talk with my hands a lot and I get animated and excited.
Right. That's good, man.
And things are just not safe.
So how does the meeting did not happen yesterday, right?
With George.
With George, the boss.
Hey, man.
It did. I thought it was like a real quick meeting.
No, see, that was just in the studio with
that
us.
That wasn't the real meeting.
No, Justin.
To talk about how you're going to have a meeting another time.
We had to give Justin words of encouragement yesterday.
Yeah,
but you're going to have to go in there with your accomplice later on today.
Oh,
with hot intern Jordan.
So the meeting was not. That was not the. Okay.
No, that wasn't a real meeting.
Yeah. I thought that was.
That was a meeting.
But it's good if you
me.
Guys get to tag team him. You know. Because
yeah.
Then you can have each other's back.
That's right.
That's true. You know, we did the best we could. I don't know if
Do you really believe that?
Yes, I don't know anyone else who could have done the trip like we did.
That is absolutely true.
You know what? There's that.
Who would have like broken down 8 miles and then want to continue on with a rental car all the way down there?
I'll tell you who. Anybody who drove that car would have broken down in 8 miles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
anybody else would have nothing else to do but to rent a car.
Rent a car and drive back home or fly home?
We would have rented a car because that's what we would have done.
It probably would have been cheaper if they had just
flown home.
Used
well, looking
some
back
of
now,
the cash
John,
and
yeah.
flown home.
And just
yeah.
give up because that's why we went.
Yeah.
That was your first rental car experience, though, right?
And then all the odds were against us, too, you know? Like,
yes.
We had.
Break out the violin.
We had trouble getting the rental car at the very beginning.
Is this like some Romeo and Romeo story?
Yeah. No.
I don't know how you made it, dude.
Man, I'm so sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
It was just so hard, and I think all the curveballs that came out our way, we did the best we could to deal with them.
How's your facial holding up?
Oh, that was great.
Did you get facials?
Thank you very much. Yeah, they set
massages.
That up for us. Yes, they did.
You got to stay
in hotel? No massages. No massages.
Oh, okay.
No.
You got to stay in people's homes with nice beds.
You got fresh sheets for you?
Random people's places. You know all
you
the trust.
You got toiletries
that we
on the
gave?
Company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust that they gave you. And
trust that they gave us.
Al, when you did road trips, did you get to stay in cush homes and hotels?
Dude, I stayed on a restaurant floor.
On a restaurant floor, Al?
How much did that cost you on the company credit card?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
He hurt his body. His back was all out because of that.
He hasn't worked out since.
We pour out through the
road. You know what? I would like to see y'all too. You, JC and Big Al go on a road trip.
You know what, dude? Yeah. No.
First of all, Al and I are veterans.
Yeah.
And go pick up some clunky car and
do it.
Can
you guys do
it
with no money and make money and get home?
Oh, yeah, we could.
I've been there.
100%.
I have been there. You need to listen to the tapes.
Yeah. 100% we could do that.
I'd like to see y'all try because I don't think y'all could. And we were so positive about it all.
Good. You did have fun doing it.
We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had fun until he realized
you were only late to what? Maybe four or five of the...
No, we were late once. That was it.
I can't wait.
Whoa. Producer.
I'm pretty proud of what we did on this trip. Like, I am...
You should defend your work.
We did the best that we could, and we made the best of it possible.
What grade...
The best of it.
Hold on, because I was in here for this. What grade did George, our boss, give you for this bit?
Oh, did he grade you?
Oh, he graded
you. They did. They said it was a test.
Yeah.
They gave us White Cheddar gave us a C-.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's high praise.
Which is actually better than I expected from White Cheddar, our producer.
He has high standards.
Yes, he does. I mean, this is a great radio show. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah,
you know, to have the standards
the
all the way up high, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, well, we average about a C, so that's good.
Yeah. And then George gave us a C+.
Because he felt bad, he said.
No.
That's passing.
Well, honestly,
George,
it is hard.
Though, that's tough. C+ is tough for George because George is kind of easy.
He's a softy.
He's a very big softy.
He's
so C plus
nice.
From him means he's very disappointed.
No,
it's like an F.
Yeah, he's an easy.
Wait,
he's an easy A.
So then, where am I supposed to be then? If Robert is very hard to impress, and I get a C-,
that's great.
And then George gives us a C+.
Not he's, good.
Yes, not good.
So where am I?
I'm probably
like a B.
How do you go up?
I love that.
What just happened here? You just said C-, C+. One's hard to please. One's easy to please.
But one's good and one's bad.
I get it.
But even a C- or C+, the average would be C.
Okay, then
right.
C. Thank you.
So 75. We'll settle at C.
But that's passing it. I'll take it.
How would we grade the Chelsea Handler interview?
Oh, it's coming up later, by the way.
That was it. I even wore my shirt.
He wasn't feeling
why
it.
Why are you saying
he
it's says,
it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't the best. I was nervous for my with my meeting with George.
I know.
And I thought I didn't need time to prep, but then I did, and I was so excited, and here I am looking at talking to someone I look up to.
You always got to prep. That's why, because you do get nervous.
I know.
You get to hear that in an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you can tell us. But right now, before we announce the names for Beat the Bank, because that's coming up in about a minute, you have a present for Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, because it's your birthday, Kelly.
Yay, it is my birthday.
Pass this over to Kelly, JC.
Okay, here you...
Did you buy it with a company card?
No.
Yes.
Yes. My gosh,
it's wrapped in toilet paper.
Yeah.
He recycled it with cottonelle bathroom tissue wrapping.
Yes, and at the top...
And toilet paper bow.
A toilet... You know how hard that was? I went through a whole roll of toilet paper. I don't even want to mess it up.
It's so sweet.
What is it?
You know how thrifty I am. I love recycling. I don't know. It's a block of something yellow.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's a block of something yellow.
Oh, open it.
Oh, I know what it is.
That is so cool.
I think I know what these are. The Google glasses George bought for me.
They're not Google glasses. Snapchat glasses that George bought for me that I loaned you for the trip.
Yes.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome. I returned it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love
Thank you for returning
it. You regifted her.
You know
it's
how
a regift. It's a he borrowed them.
Yes.
He borrowed them.
You
know, he's giving them back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so happy because I was going to keep them, but I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'll just give them back to you.
I was going to.
Wait.
Keep
what?
There you go.
Jenna, are you giving me these?
Yeah, you can borrow them.
Oh, I can borrow them. Yes. You know how lit your Snapchat's going to be, Kelly, for your party?
When you get one?
She hasn't snapped yet.
I don't snap.
We made you one in the back. I got you your password and a username.
I have a Snapchat account.
You got two now. You got two.
C-.
I have
C-.
it. I don't...
do it.
Okay, so how's this then?
So you hate his
Justin,
present?
I know, I you wear
no,
these.
It's not his present. He gave me back my own glasses.
And a Snapchat.
Fine, but here's the deal. You wear these and link to the Snapchat you made for Kelly tonight at her birthday.
Okay. You be Kelly.
Yeah.
I'll be, yes.
It's very Rihanna. You know, she has someone else snap for her, and I love it.
You be my Snapchat assistant.
Kelly, too. There you go. Good stuff, Justin.
All right.
Sorry, Kelly, you didn't like it.
All right.
It's time for round one of Beat the Bank. As White Cheddar hands out the names for us, we have not seen these yet.
Okay.
Surprise to everybody.
Very easy names
just
for us.
Just pulled out, so if you signed up, could
fresh
be on
off,
here.
Fresh off the printer.
Yep, yep.
Still warm. Jenna, give us those names this hour, please.
All righty. Here they are. Chris Webb, Laura Shelley, Ashley Ferguson. Ashley Ferguson, Laura Shelley, Chris Webb. First one in gets a chance to play. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And remember, if your name was not called and you're sitting there going, man, I wish I would get to play. Hey, if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we're going to open it up for everyone. So there's still a chance. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Kelly's birthday. Turning another page. Speaking of turns, where's my damn stage?
Oh, no.
Beat
Al. No.
Beat the Bank.
Didn't come in on time? Or?
So it should be here any day.
Oh, do you have a tracking number on that bad boy?
I have a phone number. That's all I have.
Ah.
So 995 pounds, apparently, with everything included, you know, parts, legs, stage, blah, blah. So, I don't know.
Are they going to be able to put it together in time if it gets here today?
It's almost like I sent Justin to get it. yeah, I mean, it's. I've seen a video on putting it together. I can put it together. It's really simple.
Oh, God.
You're putting it together?
Sure.
Oh, I see the disaster now.
Sure.
Oh, do you have insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
But I can buy. I
even
got
have
this.
The band signed a release.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get
should
into
something
this.
Collapse beneath them.
Got this.
Oh man.
We got
okay.
This. We've got to get here first, y'all.
Sure. Chris Webb, how are you doing?
Hello.
C-Dub.
Chris. Mr. Chris.
Or Mrs. Chris.
Is it our fault?
Chris Webb.
Chris.
We see your line blinking there.
The line. Hold on 1 second. We'll see if we can get Chris on.
Yeah, we want to give him
hold on. Let me see if my phone's working first. Oh, it's my phone line.
How about now?
Maybe Trey can get him up. Trey, can you put him up? Chris, are you there?
No.
That's good times right there.
What happened?
I think our phone went down.
Oh, man. It's Kelly's birthday. Kelly's birthday curse.
We are going to play with Chris.
We are
going to
play with
Chris. Was the person to call back. We just have to figure out what's wrong with our phone.
I'm just going to we're going to turn the phone line, unplug it and plug it back in, Kelly.
Okay, is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. Yeah. And then hopefully.
And blow on it or
reboot,
something?
Yeah.
We're going to reboot it.
On it.
And play
bam
with
on
Chris.
It. Bam on it.
But now we can keep talking about Kelly's stage that's not here yet.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Well, I ordered the stage. It comes in 8 pieces. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When did you order 6, it?
About 8 days ago.
Okay. And what's the usual delivery time on a stage of that nature?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it months ago?
But I told
you knew,
him.
You know when her birthday is.
But right? I told him, I said, man, I really need this. Really, really, really need this by April 11th, which was day before yesterday. Giving myself another day, actually 2, cushion.
Uh-huh.
No problem. All right. Called him yesterday. Hey, it's on the way, man. Like, on the way? Like, hey, man, I'm going to be over there to pick you up. I'm on the way. When you still really know you're at home and you hadn't even got ready yet. Like, on that way, or is it on the way, like on the truck on the way? He says, on the truck on the way. All right.
They didn't give you an estimated time of?
Yes, the estimated time was yesterday.
Well, it's only an estimate. It's not a promise.
Yes, but an estimate to me is like 1 or 2 hours off, right?
Yeah, I would think. But it's coming from Minnesota, so. It'll be. I have faith. Push come to shove, I can rent one, but I want to use the one that I just purchased. I bought it for this and other things, but I bought it specifically for this.
Are the Don Cheadles going to be able to perform for Kelly's birthday?
Absolutely, Don Cheadles can.
Oh,
that's your birthday present from me and Al. We have more presents coming in a few 20.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so,
sure. Why not?
Yeah, you can buy me a stage.
That's a good one. All right. I like
that. Phone line's working?
Let's see if the phone is working, Chris.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, one and done. I already did the
one and one and done.
Get one of those.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
we got you, dog.
Hey, be honest. Were you flipping out, screaming into the phone when you could hear us trying to talk to you?
I was yelling at Kid Nation. I apologize.
Oh, it's all right. We figured it out. We weren't going to let you go.
We were too, buddy. We were too. Hey, but you were the first one to call back. We got you on the phone. It's working. That's all good.
Yep.
What are you doing right now, Chris?
I am sitting in my car waiting because I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be
nervous. I called yesterday when nobody called in. I couldn't get through. It just rang and rang and rang. So
see there?
I thought the same was going to happen today.
Good things happen to those who wait, brother.
You got a cool radio voice.
I've been told that before. Thank you. Thank you, JC.
Very basic.
I might do that one day.
What do you do for a living, dog?
I am a national retail manager for a large franchise organization.
Yeah, you sound like you take charge of a room there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. I do my best.
It's a very fancy way of saying, you know, you're the boss.
You the boss. Hey, how's your... Hey, man, Tal. Can you say, hey, man?
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. See, it's got to be...
Something about the boss.
It's about the boss. Yeah, you got that tone right there.
Hey, man.
Well, Chris, here's how the game works for you. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. We have a banker in there with you who's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. They increase the longer you stay in there. Could get up to $1,000. Your only job, so you'll stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much you will win. Now, somewhere in there, we could throw in a safe deposit box. If you choose to go with that, you get to pick between number 1, 2, or 3. We will open up the one you choose. Actually, Jenna will, because she does our showcase showdown over there. And you will get what's inside the box. It could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes, or it could be nothing, because we've had that before. Again, it's a big gamble, but the payoff is pretty good.
Could be, yeah.
Chris,
I gotcha.
Would you like to know how Al's feeling?
I do.
Yeah, you do, right? He's one of those.
Hey, man.
Again, he doesn't know.
Hey, man, I don't know anything. I feel like you're going to have a good little turn here, but I don't feel like it's going to go all the way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But I feel good.
I'll use that.
Do with that what you will.
Yes, because I don't know nothing.
Go with your feeling there, Chris. All right, let's win you money. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $60 $150 $180 $240 Safe deposit box $260 $350 $380
Day surprise.
Oh, Chris.
It's all your fault.
Chris, man,
I know. I
feel responsible.
I really thought you were going to stop on the box, but that's.
Did you almost stop on the box, Chris?
Thought about it.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
If it makes you feel better, we're getting a bunch of text messages saying, dang, he sounds hot.
Chris,
whoa. There you go.
Is Chris single?
Hey, Chris. We also have, is Chris single?
Yeah.
You could answer that question if you want.
Chris is not single. Chris is happily married.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right away. We got to, dang it.
Well, at least you have that.
Yeah.
Well, Chris.
At least you have love.
And a good job.
Hey, look at all the time we're going to save by not seeing how high it would have gone. And that's what we would have had to do if you had actually won money.
So positive.
Great positive spin.
There you go.
Do you wish you had taken the box?
I don't wish I had taken the box. I never look back.
Oh,
that's right.
What it is.
That's how you get to be
a leader, man.
That's a good businessman right there, Chris.
Retail franchise.
You have a wonderful day at work, man. Thank you for playing with us. There it is. Closed out on us right again.
Yeah.
We're doing so well in the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Well, bound to happen.
We'll play again in 40 minutes. Chris signed up at KidNation.com. That's where he got signed up. Yeah. Kelly, how would you like to hear what you're getting for your birthday?
Yay!
We have some Kelly Raspberry birthday presents and surprises.
Yay!
Because you have no idea what's going on in this birthday.
I have nothing to do with my birthday but being celebrated.
You've been just hands off the entire time.
That's right.
All right. Well, we have one of those people that is delegating and planning in studio to let you know what you're getting next.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.
30 minutes away from announcing those three names.
Yeah, man.
We also have that Chelsea Handler interview. Part-time Justin got to talk to her, one of his idols. before he got in trouble with the boss. So hopefully that did not affect his interview. We'll get to hear that. But right now, it's all about Kelly Raspberry's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We have brought in one of her besties. Amy's in studio with us right now.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Did you know Amy was coming in this morning, Kelly?
I kind of knew, but I was kind of playing dumb, which is what I've been trying to do for a lot of my birthday.
Well, it's hard to keep big stuff a secret from you.
Yes. Right. I've tried to play dumb as much as possible because I don't want to spoil the surprise for people who are planning surprises.
Got it. Well, surprise.
Thanks.
Amy's
Yay!
Here. Surprise. How long have you guys been friends, Amy?
23.
So you know her very well.
Very well. Yeah. Very well. Yeah, Kid kind of matched us together as a couple of besties. Yeah,
that's right.
Were you with her when your boobies got booed?
Yeah, she was the reason. She got cheered. I got booed. Yeah. That's the reason I got booed.
She's the one that got cheered.
Is Kelly hard to buy presents for after all these years?
You know, not really. She's really not. She's hard to surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because everybody around her always wants to, I don't know.
Spoil it.
They want to like justify their friendship. Yeah. It's very, very hard.
Do you think they want to spoil it or they just don't know how to keep secrets?
Secrets.
No, I don't think anybody has ill intent.
Right.
I don't think anybody has ill intent. I think everybody just wants to be a part of it.
Right. Okay, I'm sensing something's going wrong here.
So, I have worked. Kelly and I talked last year.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I had a big birthday party in Mexico.
Shout out.
And Kelly's like, I want a surprise for my 50th birthday.
Yep.
Surprise me. Do something amazing.
That's maybe exaggerated a little bit.
I'm not kidding you.
Do something amazing.
I really wanted to because she hasn't been able to be surprised.
Uh-huh.
So I had thought about it and thought about it and worked on it. I started working on this in about December.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. I needed a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent out the invitation in January and I said, shh, do not tell Kelly. This is a surprise.
Okay.
You're invited. Let me know if you're in. There's a lot of things I need to arrange. I need an RSVP, blah, 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 blah. So, so I am surprising you.
With?
Yeah. Wow. Yay!
Yay!
Next Friday, 22 of our besties.
22.
And us are going to Vegas.
Uh-huh. What a surprise!
Yay!
Wow, Vegas!
Kelly loves Vegas.
I never in a million years imagined it was Vegas.
When you think Kelly Raspberry, you think gambling and nightclubs.
And that's fine! But wait, why do I sense that you're not surprised?
Hold on, what else in Vegas are we doing
You don't want me to go ahead and tell what happened?
No, you can tell us after, but we want to hear the real thing.
So we go Friday, and when we get there, we've got a really nice dinner waiting for us, which is going to be fantastic. And then the girls are going to break away. If you know this, I am going to be so angry.
Yeah?
The girls are going to break away.
Kelly has a look of, she might know.
I'm going to be so angry.
Are you shopping at Ross? Is that the surprise?
We are going to go backstage.
Oh, no, this is a surprise.
With the Backstreet Boys.
Yay!
Wow, Kelly.
One-on-one time with Howie.
We're going to get some one-on-one time with our boys where they get to tell you happy birthday and love on you a little bit.
Now, if you remember at Jingle Ball, you did talk to the guys about this,
Kelly.
Yes,
I did. Y'all know how much I love the Backstreet Boys. You know, I'm celebrating a very big birthday next year, the big 4-0.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I'm thinking I want to go to see your residency. I want to take a whole group of girls. I want to sit up front. I want backstage passes.
Howie, we might bring girls up on the stage, so maybe that might be that she'd be the girl you should bring up.
Oh, I don't know that part.
Howie's winking at me.
Well, it is a surprise.
So you're getting the backstage.
Well, I don't know. That now that I know what's going on, I'm like, you remember this clip, Howie, or whoever said that?
Yeah.
Nick,
yeah.
Brian?
Well, because I was worried that they were going to ruin it, Jingle Ball. Because I was already working on it.
Oh, they knew it?
They knew it. Because Josh has been helping me.
Yeah,
so thank you, Josh. So I was worried they were going to ruin it. But
yeah, I want to be pulled up on stage. Now work on that.
Okay.
I'm pulled on stage. Great.
That
would be amazing.
I want him to serenade me so I can prove to everybody, that's me and Howie D.
No pressure for me.
But Amy.
And my fiance. Oh, well, fiance.
No.
So.
I thought you were saying mine. I was like, what else?
No, no.
But Amy, there are some issues here.
Well, so then they're going to kick us out. We're going to sit backstage.
Oh.
We're going to sit in these VIP seats that's secured for all of us.
Wow.
And watch the show.
Yay. Yeah.
And then after, we'll go play with the boys and do whatever we do in Vegas.
Look how surprised Kelly sounds. Yay.
What happened here?
What happened?
Yay.
I don't know what happened.
You know what happened.
Well, I do.
Is that all? Is there more?
There's more, but
there's more. I don't know.
Oh, there's no more. Idea.
Well, just the rest of the weekend. But do you want to?
What's the rest of the weekend?
Do you want to make me mad first?
You just have plans. Well, then.
Run out of here. I'm going to run down to the desert.
Yeah, you don't want
to
make Amy mad, so I'm going to keep happy. Real quick.
Saturday, we have secured, our friend Michael has secured us a cabana.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All day.
I need cabanas.
Kelly loves
me.
Yeah.
I need cabanas.
So they're covered.
Yeah.
So we're going to be bad influences at the pool all day.
That's right,
that's fun.
And celebrate you. And then Saturday night, the love of your life is hosting a beautiful dinner for all of us.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Or Howie.
No, it's Alan. Definitely Alan.
I thought you were going to say Brittany. I was like, oh, Alan. Okay.
No. Alan. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Sunday, we all fly home.
Right.
So, but we've got 22 of our closest friends
going
with.
Crazy. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, I didn't even know.
That's an expensive trip. So I don't know who's going. See, now that's a surprise. I don't know who's going.
Oh, are you saying the other stuff is not a surprise?
You just know when you get there, maybe.
Yeah, so tell me more.
This is what happened. I'd say probably about a month ago I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, anytime anybody even hinted the word birthday, before they got it out of their mouth, I'm like, no, this is a surprise.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing anything but showing up on April 13th, whatever's going on. I just don't want to know this year. I want to be really surprised. I've never been surprised. So I'm back at the coffee pot one morning by the Keurig, and there's some of the support staff back there. There's an intern table, and part-time Justin's sitting there.
Oh, boy.
So, Kelly, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He's like, what you got going on, bud? He's like, nothing right now. He's like, oh, come on. You've got everything coming up. You're going to Vegas for your birthday.
Oh, Amy, you need to sit down. Are you okay?
And I just...
Somebody get Amy a
stool
or something.
I just stopped and looked at him. Nick was there and Elena were there. I remember them. And they just kind of all put their heads down. And I said, never breathe another word of this again. I said, I'm not... I said, nope. Don't breathe another word.
In fact, you said don't breathe.
From that moment on, I was going to just... That didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm not just... Did I come in this room and tell y'all right after it happened?
No.
I remember walking in this room right after it happened, my cup of coffee, just like, okay. But I didn't say a word to you.
I didn't know that had happened.
I was going to leave that in that little circle of trust that my surprise was blown, but we're all going to play dumb because you don't want to ruin it for the people that planned it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So a month goes by.
A month goes by.
I'm thinking, I'm in the clear. Everybody kept their mouth shut until Amy texts me. So when did you find out about your birthday surprise?
How did you find out, Amy?
Caroline told me.
Oh, Caroline.
But I didn't know how much she knew. Uh-oh. And we were at a client.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, so Kelly told you Justin ruined it? And I was like, I'm sorry. What?
Oh,
because even that can't be kept a secret. And I'm just like, it hurt my feelings. It all hurt my feelings.
What is happening here?
But that's okay. I'm still going to Vegas. Justin. There's Justin.
Hello, Kelly. Hi.
It's okay.
Hello. You look so pretty today.
Thank you. Yes. I got past the fact that you blurted it out because everybody has been guilty of ruining a surprise party before.
Yeah. Right.
But
I wanted to keep it there. But Amy still found out. So, and then I felt bad.
But
so,
what, Justin?
You know, and nobody told me about Backstreet Boys, but it's like, oh, we're going to Vegas. Well,
I know.
You know, it's either going to be Britney or Backstreet
or J-Lo.
Boys.
Yes. Or J-Lo, you know.
I knew it was a surprise.
J-Lo. It could have been, I knew we were going to go to the show. Probably.
I knew it was a surprise, but I didn't do it. I didn't ruin the surprise. That's why I mentioned it to you, because Big Al.
No,
Big Al broke it to you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He said it to you.
No, he didn't.
I didn't ruin it. He said it first, and that's why I mentioned it to you.
No.
JC, back me up on this, because you know who broke it first.
Oh, man, I ain't snitching.
Yes, you guys know. Dog. Big Al said it first.
No.
It was after the show, and you said, Big Al mentioned something about Vegas and Backstreet Boys.
Mm-mm,
and it was not good at all.
No.
I'm trying to think.
No.
Yes, it was.
And I think you had a dream.
If he did, maybe Kelly didn't hear it.
I think you had a dream about something.
No, it was not a dream. And you guys are, no, stop it.
What?
I did.
Why did
you? Big Al, you ruined the secret.
George, it's time to have that meeting.
Could have been one of those situations where, like,
I'm
Al's like, you know, it'd be really cool for your birthday if you did something. Maybe, I don't remember that ever happening.
I mean,
no.
If you told me Al ruined it, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's out of the
I think we discussed something. Because I was actually going to try and do something for J-Lo, because I know, well, anyway, it doesn't really matter. And so we may have discussed that. But,
I think a trip, maybe.
Yeah.
JC, not the thing. He maybe mentioned maybe a trip.
You're confused. Big Al ruined Emerald City.
That's what you're
That's
thinking.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
He ruined
I mean,
that
I didn't ruin
no,
Emerald City.
No,
it was Emerald He's City. It was his, her birthday party.
He was Emerald trying City's to keep the fine. Band a secret for my for the map party at his bar. And he blurted out Emerald City is what he blurted out. I was like, way to go, Al.
You know, that
he, Emerald City.
Yeah.
That's what Al ruined. And I'm still mad about that.
So you're going to apologize to Al?
No.
I forgive you.
Are y'all changing the story up on me? Because I do recall.
It was
Backstreet Boys.
Listen, listen, Justin.
This is not okay.
Justin,
no.
Justin.
You guys.
You can't make a story up in your head.
I'm not making it up.
And then expect that to be the truth.
I'm being thrown under the bus right now for your mistake, Big Al.
No. Hold on one second.
You broke it.
Kelly Raspberry. The birthday girl
who
with the steel trap mind.
I can't even. I tried to keep my mouth shut because I don't like to lie. And so when Amy asked me, I said, "Yeah, I know." But I'm telling you, Al didn't do it. It was you.
Beat Justin. Beat Justin.
No, don't beat him.
Justin. Don't beat him.
I'm not going to beat him. But my feelings are very hurt.
Man, oh, and it was it. I didn't.
I'm
know.
Not hurt. I'm just. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed because I was like. Dang it! All right.
Here's how it went down, too.
I was just going to play dumb.
Amy emailed all of us because she wanted to come on air and give the surprise. So she emailed our producer, Robert, and said, hey, can I come on and tell Kelly about her surprise? And Amy did not know about this at the time. And somehow it got out, and we got an email saying, well, never mind, because Justin Blanken ruined it. I'm thinking that was an Amy email. Because she's upset.
She's the only one that cusses.
No, that was from Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
But he had found out that Justin had talked about it.
I told Alan, and Alan is
I didn't tell
very
Alan.
Unhappy.
I didn't want anybody that was in on it to know. Yeah, I wanted them to still be excited.
Well, let's look at this in the best way possible.
Hey, in the best
you
way
have
possible,
22
I'm going
of
to
your
Vegas.
Best friends going to Vegas.
I'm going to
the Backstreet Boys. It's going to be great no matter what.
That's
half glass full.
Half glass full, right, Justin?
Half glass full.
Yeah, we've planned some great stuff.
It's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The group is great, although I don't think anyone in the room is going, which
that's completely
my heart.
Understandable.
But well,
I got kids and stuff.
It's
Amy.
A lot.
Yeah, it was
and,
a lot.
And my wife bought a thing.
I know.
Going to Italy.
Justin's actually going to drive you, Peter. He needs your credit card so he can rent a car.
But it's okay. I'm having a wonderful birthday, and thank you for putting so much effort into surprising me.
You're welcome.
No, he didn't.
Oh, Justin. It's a rough month, right? Rough week.
Yeah, this has been a rough week.
Rough week,
yeah,
man.
Not a great week at all.
It's all good.
That's okay. It's still my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah, you got next month.
And I still get to hang out with my friends and my honey and Howie in Vegas.
Everything's great.
And now I get to buy new stuff for Vegas.
My honey. Amy, thank you for trying.
Thank you. I'll try again.
No, you did great. It was great. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Here's Amy working hard over here. We love you, Amy. What is that? Okay.
And the best part is I had nothing to do with any of it.
No,
there
you go.
I'm just showing up.
You're just showing up.
Give this to her. This is something from Erica for you. Erica and Greg are unable to come to Vegas.
Aww.
But she thinks that maybe you can.
I know what this is.
Don't say anything, Justin.
It's the dress from her New Year's Eve. Oh, Lord, I can't wear that.
She wants you to wear it.
I can't fit into it.
Wear it tonight.
You should try.
I can't fit into it.
It's so hot.
You try and get in there.
Did you see what she wore for my New Year's Eve?
I saw the pictures.
I can't wear this.
I saw pictures. I saw Amy dancing. I saw you being drunk. I saw everything.
It's stretchy.
Whoa,
and sequined.
Look at that.
Kelly, please wear that. You have to.
Isn't that hot?
Jenna,
tell her how great that is.
Put it on right now. We'll wait.
Yeah. Maybe you can do the showbiz top five wearing that dress.
That's like a J-Lo Vegas dress,
Kelly.
You're
like Britney Spears.
No way I can
Kelly,
wear this.
You put that on and you rock it.
You put that on and Helen said, no, we ain't going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah,
you're there.
Right.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. It's a great day to be great. Wait.
What happened there?
I messed up.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. It's a great day to win dinero. The things you could buy. Maybe a wheelbarrow. Beat the bank. Beat.
Definitely could buy one of those. Whew. Definitely could buy a wheelbarrow.
Good. They got some nice ones coming out too, man. I went to Home Depot yesterday. I got some real nice wheelbarrows.
As long as I just got a wheel, I'm good.
Why I was back there, because I live in an apartment. Not many uses for a wheelbarrow. Me in Home Depot or Lowe's, either one, I am just like Kelly in Target. I will go
hours
just to go.
Yeah.
Like, I could easily go to the drugstore and get some duct tape. But no, I've got to go to the mega store and open up the gates and walk in there. Open up the gates.
That's exactly how it feels.
Feel so manly in there. Rawr.
All right, let's go to Iris. Hi, Iris.
Hi, JC.
Welcome to the show. You're the first one to call back, so that means you get to play Beat the Bank.
I am so excited. Thank you.
What are you up to right now?
You know, I'm actually sitting in my car in my garage. My sister actually called me. She's like, hey, they called your name. So thanks to my sister, Candy, I'm calling you guys back.
Aw, hey, good job, Candy.
Yeah, we're going to go, Candy.
Make sure the car's not on if you're in the garage.
Right, and the door's up.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lots of ventilation.
Yeah, make sure you have plenty of air going in there. Hey, we should start asking Kid Nation members if they have any secret talents. Do you have any secret talents, Iris?
No, I actually don't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that was successful.
Well, eventually we'll find somebody with one. You never know. Because what if we've been missing out on the next big thing here? Because we're not asking.
What if she said, I can put my leg over my head, and then we'd be like, oh, okay.
Al would say, send me a picture.
I would say, that's cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Just say, send me a picture.
Remind me to tell you something about that. That was funny.
What?
No, let me get through.
Let's about the leg up?
No, about secret talent.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be fun.
Kelly, why don't you tell Iris how we play?
All right, Iris. We're going to put you in the vault with the banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. It'll keep going up in value. It could go all the way up to $1,000, or you could be greedy and slam the vault door shut on you. No matter what, you have to yell stop before he does that or you lose everything. Now, there is the chance he's going to say safe deposit box, and you can stop on that or let it go by. But if you do stop on that, you have three boxes to choose from. One of those could contain cash and prizes up to $3,000 in value.
Woo!
Or could be a bunch of nothing. That choice is yours. So,
okay.
Got it?
Sounds good.
Just
yes,
gotta yell
I do.
Stop no matter what when you feel it.
Okay.
All right. Iris.
The box.
Yeah. Oh, Al wants to tell us how he feels.
Oh, Al thinks the box.
Can you tell me how Al's feeling?
That's what he's feeling.
I'm
he's feeling the box.
I'm feeling the box, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hopefully we get one of those, Al. All right, let's play. Beat the bank!
80. 100. 170. 260. 320. 360. 440. 550.
Stop.
500. Love.
550.
$50.
That works. That works. That works. Ain't no dough slamming on you, girl.
No way. No how.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Iris.
What are you going to put that 550 towards?
You know, my kids, you know, whatever they want to get, something
aww
small,
aww,
and then the rest, you know, pay some bills. Thank you so much. They would have been so excited to know that we actually got through.
Oh, well, give them some love. What are their names?
It's Matthew and Ryan.
Matthew and Ryan.
Cool. Well, you can go back on the K-Pod and listen to this, and they can hear their names on the radio.
Hey, Matthew and Ryan.
Hey, Matthew and Ryan.
Cool little guys.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll let them know.
All right. Uh-huh. We're going to hook you up with that $550. That's yours just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
660. 680. 770. Oh.
Sorry, baby.
Well played, Iris. Well played.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Anything is good. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
You're awesome. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. There's Beat the Bank right there. Sign
there
up at KidNation.com if you want to play part of that.
So real quick, Kelly, we had a meeting day before yesterday about our upcoming class reunion. And my classmates, there's 10 of us. Well, so what can we do? And so everybody's hollering at this, hollering at that. And so I
Your idea.
My idea was to have a talent show at our class reunion.
Yeah.
And so first time I was like, but then people were like, they start digging the idea.
Yeah.
So the reunion, we haven't got a firm date yet, but we're going to actually have a, we call it a high school BMC, the Business Management Center. A BMC's Got Talent at our class reunions. That, okay. That's what made me think about it just while I go.
What's going to be your talent?
Imagine. Just imagine.
Singing.
Stand up, dude. Come on.
No.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to do an interview with a celebrity.
Talking with Ellen Jim. I'm sorry.
So part-time Justin asked Al for some advice on interviewing celebrities. So we played him some of those for Justin just to get him going.
Right, right,
yeah, because right. Justin's going to – he got to interview Chelsea Handler, who's one of his idols. And Justin says he does not feel good about the interview.
It really makes it worse when you love the person. Like, yeah. I love Ellen. I love Chris Rock.
Because even if it's good, you don't feel good about
I'm
it.
I'm sure it's
like,
good.
Oh, it could have been better.
We'll hear that interview next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin, how you doing, buddy?
You know, it's been a rough week, and you're just getting through it.
It's almost a weekend, dog.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I know. And it is Easter on Sunday.
There is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. I'm looking forward to church and finding as many Easter eggs as possible.
And you got to talk to one of your idols yesterday.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
It was one of the coolest moments I've ever had. It was nice. I look up to her so much. I've read all of her books. I have her shirt on.
There it is. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah.
So see, Tyra Banks or Chelsea Handler?
Oh, Chelsea Handler.
Wow.
Up here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I love Chelsea Handler.
All right.
And just, you liked her book?
Oh, I love it. And she signed it too. She's so sweet. And hopefully I was able to make you guys impress her. Well, get you guys to like her.
You also want her to be impressed. You know, like, that was a good interview. Right. I feel good about that.
Well, that didn't happen.
Okay, let's see how Justin did. It starts off with Chelsea Handler because we had to cut out what Justin called her because, you know, because radio.
Girl, I love you so much. Girl. I have a shirt with your face on it from You Gotta Be Kidding Me Tour. It is so good. So you're here promoting.
That's funny.
You're promoting season 2, which airs Friday on Netflix.
Yes, season 2, Chelsea Show airs. Well, it's not Chelsea Show. It's Chelsea's show, but it's called Chelsea.
Yes,
it's
Chef Course.
It's very confusing when it's your name. You're like, what is it called?
And this is your baby. This is your project. This is something you've been wanting to do for a while now since you left E. You wanted something more educational, something to give people to like listen to and take away from and learn from.
Yes, it's like my college education, if you will. Mm-hmm. Netflix is paying for it. And they sent me around the world to learn as much as I could possibly learn, do a talk show, lay it into a talk show format. So we go for 4 months and we go around the world and film tons of pieces. And then we put it into the show. And then we do like a talk show in front of a live audience.
I love it. And also you have Tammy, your second dog. Tammy's on your
show. Tammy's my rescue dog from another mother. She's like hardcore off the beaten tracks. You know, like she definitely has a past.
Yes.
Chunk got a little too like filled big in his britches the last season. He urinated on set while 3 different guests were on the show. So he's taking a time out, literally and figuratively, and we are putting Tammy on. Tammy knows how to, like, behave while we're on the show.
And I love seeing all your dogs on Snapchat, and I love it whenever you rap on Snap.
Oh, I haven't rapped in so long. Thank you for reminding me. Or anyone who's listening, thank you for... Please don't thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. No, we need to do a rap. Would you like to do a rap right now?
Sure. What should we do it about? I need a topic. Sometimes it comes to me, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, well, that's a good one to start with. Sometimes it comes to me, sometimes it doesn't.
Be like, it's me. Yo, yo, yo. It's me, the Chelsea Show. Watch it on Friday. Or don't.
Hey, I love
it. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, I'll give you one. On the phone is my girl, Chelsea. Here I am having a good old time. And that's as far as I'm going to get, Chelsea. Because you're.
But yours was worse than mine.
Yes, it was. It was so awful. And you're also single, but you're enjoying it.
I enjoy my singledom. I say to everybody, enjoy your singledom. Everyone's always trying to find somebody to like be hooked up with. It's like, when am I going to meet somebody? You should just be happy and enjoy your time alone because you're most likely going to meet somebody. So make sure that the time alone was like a fun, happy time, too.
Yeah. Well, there's this saying that this drag queen RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to be able to love someone else? And I take that to heart, too, because you got to be okay with yourself to fall in love first.
Well, RuPaul, come on over.
Would you ever have RuPaul on your show?
I don't think I need RuPaul on my show. I think he has his own show. And I think if someone has their own show, that's enough.
Got it. Well, thank you so. No, I mean, it makes sense. I just would love like the two my two favorite people to be on one show together. I think it'd be beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Chelsea, for speaking with me. You are fantastic. Are you going to be releasing another book time soon?
What was that?
Wait a minute. Hold on, let's rewind that.
Me, you are fantastic. Are you going to be releasing another book time soon?
No books right now. No, just the show, Chelsea. Oh. Netflix Friday night.
Got it. And you're a beautiful storyteller. You're hilarious. You're amazing, and you make it so easy just to listen to and learn from. So thank you so much, and thank you for being a leader to us all, the most influential woman. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Oh wow.
Are you going to be releasing a book time soon?
A book time soon.
That doesn't sound like I read a book time soon.
It made sense.
Yeah. No, come on, man.
Yeah.
That was good, Justin.
It was okay. Okay. It had the potential to be great.
Yeah.
It was going to be so good. I left the studio yesterday just feeling gross. I had to go take a nap. And then I wake up.
Hard. You should have gotten a massage from Book Time soon.
Book Time.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.